Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur Madaf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Gemara Dav Chaf Hei Amud Bet at the very bottom of the Amud. About to look at the next Mishnah in this, the fifth Perek. Harezu Tmurat Ola Tmurat Shlamim. Continuing on in our investigation of mixed declarations and how that plays out. Machloket Rameir Rav Yossi. Harezu Tmurat Ola. So if a person points to an animal and says, this is a Tmurat Ola, and says also Tmurat Shlamim, then we grab the first statement, and we're assuming here that he has a regular Ola and a regular Shlamim standing there also. Harezu Tmurat Ola Divrei Rav Meir. And we already saw this with Rav Meir's approach of Tfos Lashon Mishon. Amar Rabbi Yossi. He said, if that was really his intent, and I suspect that this is the original place where Rabbi Yossi said that phrasing, because here, either order that you say it in, you can't say both of them simultaneously, and either order is going to leave you with the problem of declaring one, then declaring the other. In the earlier Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi's argument is a little bit flat, because you could have first declared the Vlad and then the mother. And so the Eif Shalikot Shtehen Keachat doesn't really work. But here it works, and then Dvarav Kayamim, therefore we accept it, and what does that mean? It means that this animal is a half Tmurat Ola, half Tmurat Shlamim. It has to graze, get a mum, you take the money, you spend half it on an Ola, half it on a Shlamim. And as Rabbi Yossi said before, Benimlach, if you changed your mind, meaning you said, Arezu Tmurat Ola, forget it, Tmurat Shlamim, then it's Tmurat Ola. Okay, let's talk Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is quoted as saying, Akol modim be'omer tachul ze v'achar kach tachul zu, divrei akol tfos lashon mishon. If you made it explicitly sequential, first Tmurat Ola, then Tmurat Shlamim, everybody agrees it's Tmurat Ola, and that's it. Lo tachul ze zu, ela im ken chalta zu, and if you make it conditional, and you say that it will not be an Ola unless it's also a Shlamim, then Tavayu Kadshi, then we take Rabbi Yossi's position, where Meir would agree, and it is both. Lo nechleku, the machloket of Yosef and Meir is only in a case of kigon mishtatenu, meaning to amar tmarat ola tmarat shlamim. You said that phrasing. What's Rabbi Meir's argument? Rabbi Meir savar mi dahavi le meir tmarat ola ushlamim. I should have said zu tmarat ola and shlamim, without putting the extra word tmura in the middle, to make it a single tmura of both. If you amar tmarat ola tmarat shlamim, havi la ka'omer tachuzu achakach tachuzu. That's as if you're saying, let it be a tmarat ola, then a tmarat shlamim. And then everybody should agree that it's only ola. Yossi said, amar tmarat ola ushlamim, he said, if I had said tmarat ola ushlamim, havimena kadosh havena kreva, I would have thought that therefore it's kadosh and not offered was his intent. So, therefore, he said, Tmurat Ola, Tmurat Shlamim, I want to be offered as both. So, Kamash Malan, therefore, that they work. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Ha'omer Behema Zu Chetzia Tmurat Ola, V'Chetzia Tmurat Shlamim. Now, you look at an animal, and you say, half it is a Tmurat Ola, half it is a Tmurat Shlamim. Kulati Krav Ola Devar Meir. Because what is Rav Meir? So Rav Meir holds from Pishut, as we've seen before. And therefore, when you said, Chetzia Tmurat Ola, if he'd said nothing more, immediately the whole thing becomes an Ola. That's why you can use Evarim also. And Rameir, who does not accept the principle of Pishut, does agree if it's an Evar Shatan Shamat Liyabo, and half is, of course, a vital part of the body. And Chacham Omrim Tirajit Yistaev, they have the position that let it graze, let it get a moment, Timacher, V'yaviv in Nechetziat Tumat Olav, and Nechetziat Tumat Shlamim, which sounds like Rabbi Yossi. Curiously, Amar Biosi, im lachachnu gan mitchilahu eva yiv shalotzi shnei shemot kiachat vav kayamin. If this is really what he intended, to make it a half ola and half shlamim, since you can't really say them together, it works, and that's exactly what plays out. So Biosi anu rabbanan. So Biosi is the same as the rabbanan. The answer is kula Biosi k'tanin, though. The whole thing is Biosi, meaning that is all Biosi, and just at the end he explicates. Tanya idach, pehma chetzia ola v'chetzia chatat. Now we have a non-tmura case, but it's parallel. If you point to an animal and say, half it's an ola, half it's a chatat, of course, the question is, what kind of animal could this be? If it's a zachar, it can't be a chatat. So you'd have to posit that it's a nasi saying this. Then, tikrav ola, divrei Meir. Meir says to ola, that's the first thing you said. Rabbi Yossi Meir, tamut. It has to die, based on the idea that it's a chatat, shenit kapu ba'aleha, sort of, meaning that it has no way of being used. But they agree that if you first said chatat, then ola, shetamut, it has to die. Shavin money. Who is it who agrees? Rav Meir. In other words, Rav Yossi said Tamut in the other case. So it's Rav Meir who agrees here Tamut. Pshita. Obviously Rav Meir would say that because Rav Meir, after all, says Tfos Lashon Mishon. And the minute you said Chetziah Chatat, it becomes all a Chatat that can't be offered. So Ma'udah Teme Lav Yishmin Mashmuinin. No, this is why you needed to tell me, because if you had you not told me, Havyameina, Tamin Rav Meir, Lav Mishum Tfos Lashon Mishon. Maybe Rav Meir's reason is not because of Tfos Lashon Mishon. Maybe Rav Meir's position is that if you have a half chatat, a mixed chatat, then it's karev. So therefore, when it's chetzia ola, chetzia chatat, it's brought as a mixed chatat. So therefore, if you look at my chetzia chatat, chadar ma chetzia ola. So even if you said it in the opposite order, kreva. So kamash malan delo, that Rav Meir's position really is tfos lashon rishon. Tanidach, we have another brayta. Amar be'mazu chetzia ola v'chetzia shlamim. Now this could work with any male animal. Kedosha ve'ina kreva usat mura utmarata kayotze bo. So if you said this animal is half ola, half shlamim, it's kadosh, can't be offered. It could generate a tmura, and the tmura has the same half and half identity. So mani, who's that? Rabbi Yosihi. That's Rabbi Yosi who says that you don't just take the first statement, you take the whole statement. Pshita de kadosh v'ina kreva, it should be obvious that it's unoffered. The answer is tmura taitz turichle. We needed that statement only because of the tmura clause. Tmau de temeni hi dehilo kreva. I understand that the principal animal can't be offered. But tmura tati krav, perhaps the tmura could be offered as an olam. Kamash malan, that the tmura takes on the full identity of the mixed index. So Maishna hi dehilo karva davila kedusha duchuya. Why can't the original one be offered? Because it's a kedusha that's been rejected. Tmuratanami, the tmura itself is also mikra kedusha duchuya katya. It comes as a result of kedusha duchuya. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is a famous piece. So Himash al shnei shutfin. Let's say two owners. We have co-owners of an animal. Hiktish chetzia shelo. So a guy was makdish his half, which means right away the animal is rejected. Because you can't offer the half and you can't offer the whole thing. It's not yours to be makdish. V'chazav lakach chetzia acheret. Then he went and bought the other half. V'iktishah, there's makdish that. What happens? Kedosha v'ina kreva. Same halacha. It's kadosh. The whole thing's kadosh. It can't be offered. Osa tmura. And if you make a tmura, it works. U'tmurata kayotzeba. And the tmura has the same identity. Kedosha v'ina kreva. Shmamina flat. We can infer three things from this halacha Rabbi Yochanan. Shmamina kedushat damim nidcheb. Because after all, when you're makdish half, it only had kedushat damim, and yet dichui applies. Ushmamina balei chayim nidachim, that a dichui could happen while alive, and that's of course Rabbi Yochanan's very famous shita in the context of Yom HaKippurim, in the sugya we've seen several times, about the second pair. Ushmamina dichui mikar v'dichui. Dichui doesn't mean it was fit and then rejected. It could be that it started out rejected. This thing started out rejected. Okay? If you have an animal and you say half it's an ola and half of it's maaser, which you can't make something maaser, everybody agrees it's an ola. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree it's an ola because you can't make maaser. But which, by the way, neither one of those are meaningful. Tmura is not meaningful without something you're being maaser on, and maaser is not meaningful without a count. But it's something, so which carries the day? My. Tmura kravish ken regev hal kodshim. Is tmura more powerful? Because it applies to all kodshim. Or the maser kravish ken mekadesh the front of acharav. Maybe maser has more power because it can mekadesh even number 9 and 11, as we saw at the end of Bechorot. The answer is teku. Okay, we'll pick it up in the next podcast at the end of this parak. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.